Hey guys, Tim from Capes and Scows, and I'm here to do a mini-sode for you. We're going to talk about several trades that have come out recently that maybe we've talked about them here and there, but I'm going to go just slightly a little more in depth, I guess. We've been doing a lot of YouTube trade reviews, and you guys who watch it dig it. There's definitely a big transition from audio listener to YouTube watcher. Our audio podcast always does pretty fantastic, and I thank you all for it. The YouTube, not as much, but I treat YouTube like bonus content, and I just enjoy doing it. So as long as it gets a view, I am happy. Okay? But in all honesty, let's just talk about some trades here and give you some recommendations of things that have come out in the past few months that are probably worth picking up. And you can see the wacky range of books that I read. Starting off, I'm going to start us off with Swing by Linda Sajic, Matt Hawkins, and Jenny Chung. This is from Top Cow / Image Comics. It is about a couple trying to renew the romance in their life. Kind of their romance is kind of dwindling. It's not what it was, so they actually start swinging with other couples, hence the name Swing. Matt Hawkins is awesome. He doesn't get enough credit for just how awesome he is. And I mean, the Sajics are so good at art, both of them. Linda just really does a great job on this book. It is technically part of the Sunstone universe. If you're familiar with Sunstone, then you know there's going to be, while there's a great story and while there's great art, there's going to be a little more erotic nature to the story than perhaps you may have thought there would be. It is graphic, it is sexual, but it is really good. Good slice of life story. A unique slice of life story. I give everybody, you know, top marks for this book. It's a passion project. You can see it's a passion project. I just think everybody did a good job with it. So, good work, everybody. Next up, I've got Void Trip, which is from Image Comics. It is from Ryan O'Sullivan and Plaid Klaus. And it is a story about space drugs. We've mentioned Void Trip and Plaid Klaus because he was part of the Six Swords Kickstarter project that I did a print for as well. So that was kind of fun. And he's an amazing artist. He's definitely up and coming, to say the least. The guy's amazing. Ryan O'Sullivan, I had heard of. I wasn't super familiar with his work. So after reading this, I definitely want to read more. Very good work. Very interesting style of writing. Between the two of them, and I was super, I had mentioned this before on my review on the Team Ashen channel on YouTube, that the layout was so impressive. Just the way the panels are made the story and the art combine in a very special way. The example I used was a character trips and kind of falls down a hill, and the panels kind of trip and fall down a hill with them. Just little nods like that are super important. So I enjoyed this book a lot. Again, space drugs, it's two humans trying to find euphoria. Euphoria, turns out, is actually a planet, not just a state of mind. They're determined, but they're also really high all the time and just trying, I don't know. If you're not into drugs, you might have a hard time getting around some of the way the characters act. You know, if drugs repulse you and people on drugs scare you or whatever your issue is. But it's a really good story underneath it. It's not just zaniness for the sake of zaniness. And you definitely start seeing that as the book progresses, especially. It's a fun, good book. I think everybody should at least give it a try. I think it's like I said, you know, you could be into drug culture and not into drug culture, completely opposed to it, but this is a good story. And you gotta separate the shit from the shit, people. Next up, I have Manfred the Man. Manfred the Man from Quirk Books by Caitlin Major and Kelly Bastow. This is a cute little story of cat people who have pet men like we have cats in the real world. The men just say hey instead of meow, and they're just naked little men. It's silly. It's fun. The main character loses his pet man and goes on this quest to find him. That is your basic premise of the story, and it's a very fun story. It's a heartfelt story, a little slice of life, but at the same time, I remember reading this and I was like, God, the main character's such a douche. Like, you want Manfred to be found, but you just kind of hate the main character. I don't know. I don't know if I'm alone on that. I don't know if that's what they were going for, like, because it's kind of like, hey, is he going to turn his life around? But, like, he's still kind of a jerk. So, this book is cartoony and fun, and if you just want something different to spice up your day, this is a good one. So, Manfred the Man. Next up, I have Volume 1 of Crosswind from Image Comics. This is by Gail Simone and Kat Staggs. And the book is basically Freaky Friday with a twist. Now, when I first read the description of the book, I was like, I don't know about that. That seems like it's reaching. But I said, you know what? It's Gail Simone. It has to be good. Gail Simone is just that good of a writer, and I love just about everything she does. So let me check it out. Essentially what it is there's your stereotypical housewife, and there's your stereotypical mobster character, hitman kind of character. And they switch bodies. And so the housewife is now in the mobster's body, the hitman's body, and he's in her body. What makes this different from every other movie that does this kind of thing is the minute they transfer their minds or whatever into their new host, they get a phone call and it says, you're in your wrong body. I did this to you. If you want to find out why, you got to play along. And it's so interesting because they have to try to be that person but and not screw it up too badly. How does a housewife deal with, you know, a dead body? How does a hitman deal with a disrespectful husband and a bratty kid? It's very silly in basic concept, but in application, it is one of the coolest books I've read this year. It is a lot of fun, so I highly recommend checking it out. Next up, we have Rock Candy Mountain, Volume 2 by Kyle Starks and Chris Switzer. You know we love Kyle Starks. He's our boy. You're a boy, Kyle. And this book ends so good. The roller coaster ride that you've been on is so heartfelt, and it just all closes really well. Maybe one day we'll revisit this universe, but I just really like this project. I like the idea of it. I love how much research you can see Starks put into it. He researched his hobos. He knows what the hobo lingo is, and is able to make jokes based off of it. If you're unfamiliar, Rock Candy Mountain, it's just two volumes, and it's basically about a hobo trying to find Rock Candy Mountain, to find peace, and he has to fight the devil. The devil does show up. It's just really, really fun. Fun, zany. It's that Stark's humor. If you're unfamiliar with him, he did Sex Castle, he's doing Rick and Morty currently. He's the man. You're the man. And finally, I've got Robotech Archives, Volume 1, The Macross Saga. This is from Titan Comics, and they are reprinting the old Robotech Macross comic from back in the day. This would have been in the 80s. I think it was Comico. I don't know, Robotech has been reprinted like 1,000 times. But this is really good. This is the really good stuff I loved. These issues, while not super expensive, they're hard to find, so I was very pumped that they're re-releasing these. I think they're going to re-release all of them, so Macross Saga, New Generation, and all of it in between. I hope they do. I feel like Robotech projects don't always get off the ground and stay. I know there's always issues with Harmony Gold. But if you want classic anime style, and you have robots in space fighting dogfights and robots that turn into planes that turn into robots that are half planes, it's you just have to live Robotech. Robotech is one of the most important anime of all time, and it's great. It's one of my favorites. I was so pumped this came out. So thank you, Titan Comics, for that. If you enjoy Robotech, they have a new series based off the Macross Saga so far that is out from Titan, so you can check that out. I enjoy that as well. I'm just so pumped to get these old ones that I can never hunt down. They're just too hard to find. So that's it. It's just a nice little episode to talk about some trades. Some of these you may see on our YouTube channel in more depth at a later time. Make sure you keep supporting these creators. Make sure you keep supporting us, because it makes life easy. The easier it gets, the more podcasting I can do and more content you can have. And I will do my best to always keep it free for you. All right, thank you, everybody. And remember, you can find me on Twitter at @mad_dog_tim. You can find us at Capes and Scowls. And you can email us capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. And I love the feedback. We always get feedback. Sometimes I mention it, sometimes I don't. But I like to think that I'm trying to accomplish everything you guys want, except maybe content on a regular basis. don't judge me.